Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about overflowing with thanksgiving. Overflowing or abounding with thanksgiving. We're going to be taking a look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 today, talking about us being overflowing or abounding with thanksgiving. But we're going to get started with prayer here first. And if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, and to do the other half of prayer before we get into our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Now, Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelations so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet, and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good. And our blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders. And keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. Normally, we save our teaching or scriptures to the end after we do the other half of prayer. But today, we're going to do them in the beginning. And we're going to be going through our four fundamentals after that. We talk about our four fundamentals. Number one, getting positioned in the light. Number two, magnifying that light, making it bigger and brighter on the inside of us. Number three, continually doing the things that we know to do today. And then number four, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction in our lives. So let's take a look at the scripture first. This is Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. I got a couple different versions up here just because they read a little bit differently. It says, "So then, just as you received Christ, Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Overflowing with thankfulness. So now let's read it in the ESV version. This is the English Standard Version. "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." Abounding in thanksgiving. So let's take a look at this kind of line by line here. Just as you have received Christ. Just as you have received Christ. We talk about one of our first fundamentals. We got to get positioned in the light. We got to get positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. That transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins, but it's got to be received. We talk a lot about the three levels that God's grace and forgiveness and love and everything that we received from God. It has to be received from him on one side, but it's got to flow through us and out into the world. So we got to receive Christ first. We got to receive his grace and forgiveness and love. And one of the greatest ways to do that is just thanksgiving. Thankfulness, gratitude, praise, just thanking him for that. So that it begins to flow through us, receiving that from him. And then we got to forgive ourselves. We got to give ourselves that same grace and mercy God has given us. And we got to forgive other people and love other people just as he has loved us. That's how we begin to get positioned in the light. But then it says, continue to live your lives in him. The other version in the ESV says, walk in him. Live in him. Abide in him. Walk in him so that you are rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. This is that middle part here. This is where we got to begin to do our second fundamental, I think. This is where we begin to magnify the light. We've been released from darkness and transferred into that light. But then we got to magnify that light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. We're all magnifying something every day in our lives. We're all magnifying something every day in our lives based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over and meditating on in our minds. We got to magnify him. We got to live in him, abide in him, walk in him. One of the things that's helped me personally the most is literally going for walks every day. One of the ways to magnify the light is to go for a walk with God every day. To physically go out and go for a walk every day with him. But then as we magnify that light, we magnify God's word. We magnify his steadfast, unfailing love, that nothing is impossible for him. That he's faithful. He's always on time. He always fulfills on his promises. He can make all grace abound to us, having all of sufficiency at all times. In all things, we can abound to every good work. And be generous on every occasion. We continue to roll that over and to meditate on it and to talk about it, to study it and to see it in his word, to have it going into our ears and our eyes and coming out of our mouth. We continue to do that and to meditate on it. That's how we get rooted and built up in him. We live in him. We've got to be thinking about it. We've got to be talking about it. We've got to be magnifying it. To magnify it means to make it bigger. We've got to make it bigger on the inside of us. But the alternative is God gives us the choice. We can choose to magnify darkness in our lives. We can choose to magnify darkness in our lives by thinking about the problems and all the evil and darkness and all the things to vent about, to complain about, all the frustrations and issues. We can just keep spinning those over and over in our mind. And the more we do that, they grow bigger on the inside of us. That's not going to say that you're not going to have issues and problems. You're going to have issues and problems. Think about it. The Apostle Paul wrote this. He went through some major adversities in his life. You're going to have issues, but spinning them back around, turning the tables on them, bringing them into the light and saying, you know what? God is faithful. He loves me. He's got steadfast, unfailing love. He'll never leave me or forsake me. Bringing those things back into the light, asking for his help and living in him, getting rooted and built up, and it says strengthened in the faith or established in the faith. Getting strengthened or established in the faith. That means to be fixed, to be consistent, to be immovable. So that when things are going on around you, you stay positioned in the light. You keep magnifying that light no matter what's going on around you. And this is a practice. This is something we're going to have to work at. It's going to be a practice to get this rooted and established in our hearts. In Ephesians, it says rooted and established in love. Rooted and established in God's love. How much he loves you. How much he wants to take care of you. Getting that established in our hearts. Now it says established in the faith. Established in the faith. Faith must have works. Faith must have corresponding action. Faith without works is dead. It says that Abraham's faith was made complete by the things that he did. So to have it strengthened and established in the faith, we got to have some action. Which leads us to our third fundamental. What do you know to do today? What are the things that you know to do? We got to walk in the light that we have. What do you know to do today? Maybe there's just little things around the house, some things in your workplace. Maybe there's some things you know you've been procrastinating on, where you say, you know what, I know I need to do that, but I'm not walking in it yet. What do you know to do today? And then focus on executing, doing those things. That becomes your plan for today. Doing those things cheerfully and joyfully with peace and joy and confidence in God. Why? Because he's with you. Whatever he's called you to do, you weren't meant to do alone. He's right there with you to help you, to equip you, and to empower you to do those things in his strength, to do them together with him. And when we begin to do that, faith also comes by hearing. Faith also comes by hearing, which leads us to our fourth fundamental. We've got to stay tuned in to God's leading, tuned in to his voice, following his leading and direction, because it's his voice that's trying to lead us one graceful step after another to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. And that's going to lead us to this place, I believe, where we are overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. I think gratitude and thanksgiving are one of the greatest expressions of faith, especially when you're in the pressure, when you're in adversity, you're in pressure, and you start thanking and praising God through the storms of life. Overflowing with thanksgiving consistently. Now notice some of the versions here say abounding with thanksgiving. To abound means to increase greatly. But abounding, if you look at the Latin roots of the word and the Hebrew roots of the word, has some concepts related to waves or surges flowing. Think about these just waves and surges of thanksgiving just flowing through you continually. I believe thanksgiving is one of the greatest expressions of faith. It's one of the greatest things that opens us up and allows us to expand our capacity to receive all that God has for us. The more thankful we are, the more it opens us up and expands our capacity to receive more of what God wants to do in our lives. Abounding, overflowing with thanksgiving. That means it's just coming out. You can't help it. It just keeps coming out of you, this thankfulness. And that's one of our indicators that we're positioned in the light. We're magnifying the light. How do we know what we're magnifying in our life? How do we know if this is happening? Overflowing with thankfulness is one of the indicators. When we're abiding in Christ, we've got that thankfulness, that peace that surpasses all understanding begins to come in. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. Everything begins to feel easy and effortless, and it's coming out of the overflow of what's in you. The alternative is when we're focused on darkness, we're magnifying darkness. Everything is heavy and oppressive, like a lot of pressure, like there's no way out. There's fear, there's stress, there's complaining, venting, talking about the frustrations over and over. Two different sides of this. So then, just as you received Christ, Jesus as our Lord, continue to live and walk in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened and established in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing and abounding in thanksgiving and thankfulness. So we're going to take communion over this today. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for this opportunity to receive Christ Jesus as our Lord, that we can live in him, walk in him, be rooted and built up and established and strengthened in the faith and overflowing with thanksgiving. We're just thankful for your great love for us, that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things and richly to enjoy? Not only that, you give us the power to enjoy the things that you add to our lives. We're just so thankful for you, Lord. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it." That the cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus, so we could be right with God and holy and perfect in his sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. We can receive him and live in him and walk in him, to be rooted and established in faith and love, overflowing with thanksgiving. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then at the Last Supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Makes all this possible, that we can have this covenant relationship with God, that we can receive him. And I believe as you walk this out, you walk in him, you live in him, get rooted and established in him, what's going to happen? You're going to know him better. You're going to know him and his heart better, have that personal relationship with him that leads to just this overflowing, abounding thankfulness. Father, we just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Something to start with. What are you thankful for? And I think there's something very powerful that happens when you not only think about it, but you write it down, you speak it. It comes physically out of you, where it's overflowing out of you. Just praise and thanksgiving all throughout the day is one of the greatest things that can keep you positioned in the light. Open you up to receive all that God has for you. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.